AircheckDownloads.com.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, you got a friend. Spreading your heavens before the faithless, and God is a DJ. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Coming up, Brian Adams, PM Dawn. And, will you stop making noise? I'm trying to be all sexy. Sorry. And coming up next, Celebrity Skin by Hole.
Every Monday night,
The Mac Live.
Hole and Celebrity Skin on Radio 1. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles, the saviour of early morning radio on Radio 1 FM. So you had a phone call from who?
Oh yeah, I had a phone call from the guys who process the films in the speed cameras.
Right.
And they said what they do every month, they put a tenner in a pot, and whoever gets the biggest celebrity gets the money.
Hey!
I said they'll all be down the pub tonight.
What are we doing tonight, by the way? Are we all going out tonight?
Are we?
Yeah, well, we could do, if you want. There's two things that are on tonight.
Right.
There's a showing of Way Out West, the Laurel and Hardy film.
Oh, fantastic.
Right, which I've got invites to. And then there's a big showbiz shindig afterwards.
Way Out West, isn't that the one where On the Trail of the Lonesome Pine gets sung?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah?
You guys know nothing about your Laurel and Hardy films.
But I asked you about this a couple of weeks ago, and you went, no, I don't want to go. I asked everyone.
No, you didn't.
Because I love Laurel and Hardy, and you went,
BBC Two, 6 o'clock.
No, I've been set up to go for weeks.
Fantastic.
And it's tonight, and it's going to be really good.
Okay, so there's that.
And then there's the Toys for the Boys thing at the Daily Star thing. It's Toys for the Boys, it's called.
Right.
And it's like sports cars and gadgets and very, very attractive women.
Right.
Will it be as good as the last party we went to with them? Do you remember the ooh-ah sizzle-ah thingy?
Oh, the Daily Star party? No, that sucked big time.
Did you go to that?
No, yeah, no, this is
there for 5 minutes.
This is supposed to be like hoo-ha, nice party.
Partar.
I don't know, it doesn't rhyme with party.
Was this the one that a certain young lady was going on about the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's going to be there. And there's going to be lap dancers there. And I would love, more than anything else in the world, to pay for Margarita to have a lap dance. Oh, I'd pay to see that. So that's that. So that's the option for tonight. Laurel and Hardy film and party, or Laurel and Hardy film, and then straight to Toys for the Boys thing. The Daily Star ooh-ah thing.
Mm.
And then bed.
Mm.
With one of the lovely ladies. No, yeah, I don't know, right. Joking. So that's the option. So what do you want to do?
Yeah. I was going to go and have some sleep.
Well, you got 25 seconds to decide what you want to do.
Greg, what do you reckon?
I reckon
stay in or Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah.
So I love Laurel and Hardy.
So do I, but I need to stay because I've got a long day tomorrow.
I'll be naked ladies at the Daily Star thing.
Stay in.
And there'll be free drink at the Laurel and Hardy thing.
Laurel and Hardy, then. There's no competition, is there?
No, here we go. Greg?
I'm going to stay in.
Ben?
I have an option out of the two. Laurel and Hardy, no problem.
And
no
then,
competition
and then
whatsoever.
Home.
Yeah, no competition whatsoever.
I'm going to do both.
Really?
Yes. Laurel and Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
And then party with naked ladies.
Yeah.
And then home.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to, haven't you? It's 5:15. This is Brian Adams' new single.
Free.
He should be on Simon Mayo show, what?
In a couple of weeks' time, apparently.
He should be on the Simon Mayo show in a couple of weeks' time, apparently.
Yeah.
Brian Adams on Radio 1. Back after the break. In case you haven't heard the news, Steve Wright's been banned for driving for 2 weeks for speeding. Okay, I'm driving really fast. And there was an advert on the telly the other night for Guinness where a girl takes top off.
Yeah.
I missed this.
I saw it last night.
And? Is it a good advert?
Yeah, because some things are worth waiting for.
Right.
And they're about, I think it freezes and slows down. His life slows down about 3 times. One for the girl taking a top off.
Mm.
Two for something with his girlfriend, and I think it was an argument or something with his girlfriend. And the third thing is his pint of alcohol.
So you actually saw it?
Yeah.
Is she attractive?
It's so quick.
You don't really see it. Spencer's in the paper today. She looks lovely.
But you don't really see it. Although it's slowed down compared to the rest of the ad, you don't actually get that much of an opportunity to see it.
Right. Well, you're doing the newspapers today.
Right. But it's a good ad.
Well, that's good. And Matthew Perry, rather, from Friends, there's a story in today's Sun about him. And I don't get the newspapers sometimes. Friends star Matthew Perry looks like he's losing the Battle of the Bulge. Matt's weight dropped to just 9.5 stone after addiction to painkillers. But now the star, who plays Zadie Chandler in the hit TV show, seems to have piled on the pounds during a 2-month break from filming. His normally well-groomed dark hair also seems to have taken on a decidedly ginger colour. Matt, 28, who is believed to have put on 2.5 stone, was spotted leaving the trendy Groucho Grill in LA after a slap-up meal. And the whole story is about the fact that this guy's becoming fat. Right. Now, a few months ago, this guy was being accused of being too thin. Yeah, so the guy can't win, right? And he was also thin, allegedly, because he was taking so many drugs. And, you know, he was just basically on a drugs binge.
He was addicted to painkillers.
Yeah, and lost all his weight. And now look at him, look. And he's supposed to be fat. And there's the picture. I would love to be that fat. Look at him. Look at 11.5 stone he looks. Look at that. Nothing. What is wrong with the newspapers? He was hooked on painkillers after taking them to help with a toothache and help him get over a jet ski accident. What? Who do you know that's ever been hooked on painkillers because they've had a bad tooth?
Yeah, but it's an addictive personality, isn't it? Some people have that.
How pathetic is that?
Well,
the guy was on drugs. That's probably what was happening. I'm addicted to drugs because I had a really bad headache.
It wasn't those drugs that you're insinuating. It was painkillers, and people do. They get addicted to them.
Yeah, painkillers are drugs.
Yeah. But he got addicted to them because he had an addictive personality. He took them for his toothache and started to keep taking them.
Well, that's pathetic. I don't believe that.
Well, that's very harsh.
I don't believe you can get addicted to painkillers because you're taking a couple of paracetamol every day to get over your toothache.
I'm on painkillers at the moment, and I'd never become addicted.
You're on Valium, aren't you?
Yeah, no. Muscle relaxant, you have
to
call it.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I do apologise.
I said that to the pharmacist. He went, no, muscle relaxant. You can't call it that anymore. You can't call it Valium.
But is it Valium? Yeah.
He nods his head on radio.
And you're really scared about it as well. You don't like taking it, do you?
It scares the life out of me. You go really funny in the first 5 minutes, and then it knocks you out.
I've never done any kind of drug whatsoever. I'm just not interested. You know, that's just who I am. Not interested at all in taking any kind of drug at
you
all.
Booze?
I booze and I smoke, and that's about it.
Two of the biggest killing
but never do, but never do any addictive drugs.
There's the door for me.
Yes. We're right in the middle of a link. Shut up. You know, I don't understand people who do drugs. I can't believe it. I mean, for me, Marlboro Lights, a bit of lager, cocaine and smack and heroin. You know, but I never do any serious drugs, like coffee or toasted jam sandwiches.
Yeah,
or
hobnobs. Chocolate hobnobs.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go down that hobnob route. You've got to be very careful. It's 4:23. This is PM Dawn. This song always reminds me of Pete Tong.
Why?
Because it was his essential record of the week. The essential new tune. That's how the jingle used to go. I was watched the Supermodel Caprice's video yesterday.
Yeah.
I took it home and watched it. Man, God. Oh, my Lord. This woman's body is just unbelievable. Now, and Greg and I have met her. She came into the show to Caprice.
Oh, yes.
And I watched the video back, and she has just got the best body I've ever seen. But there's a bit in the video where this photographer, just to be different, wants her to look a bit like a, you know, French and, you know, sultry. So he puts her in a black wig, in a brunette wig, something like that.
Right.
And now she's blonde.
No onions around
Caprice is blonde, right? Yeah. So he gets rid of the blonde hair and puts her in a dark wig. She looks even better with dark hair.
Well, do you remember last night, the night before, when we were out at the party, and I ventured to say that I actually preferred brunettes to blondes, and I got a lynching.
0500 1700, I want calls from mainly females saying whether or not blondes have more fun. And I also want evidence. Because I want to know. Because I, because she looks a lot better in Caprice in this video with dark hair than with blonde hair. And she's stunning throughout this whole... She is just... You could eat ice cream off her stomach.
And it wouldn't melt.
No, I just like the idea of me being near her stomach eating. Bring
it on, bring eating part, yeah.
Yeah. Bring it on. Chris, yes, Caprice. Would you like to eat ice cream off my stomach? Love, I'd eat a full English breakfast off your ass, basically.
It's not very pleasant, thanks, though.
I don't care, it's food. I'm not really bothered. Food's good enough for me. Never stop giving good love. Next time you listen to that record, there is just somebody just going through it. All the way through. All Saints and Booty Call. Kidoki. This is Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles, and stay there, pop pickers. Monaco, The Verve, and Stardust. Music sounds better with you after a news update. It's 5:30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
A Swiss airplane with more than 200 people on board has crashed. That's it. Next update, 6:30.
Wow, I've never heard milking being described in such a sexy way. Can you play that clip again for me?
Oh, you have to hear it again.
Yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear her talk about milking. Rawr. Who is she again?
She's down in Belfast.
Oh no.
There you go. And
the people who milk a lot, who do hand milking, there are not many left anymore. Get really big muscles on their wrists and on their fingers because you have to block and squeeze, and it's just an action that your fingers aren't used to doing. So after about 5 minutes, you're knackered and your hands really hurt. Yeah.
Nice. Who is she?
It's acting techniques. It's Rachel Weisz.
Where do I know? What
she
I know
was
from
the
anything?
One in the Des Lynam thing with what's his name? I remember behaving badly. Neil Morrissey.
Right, didn't say it.
No, that was very funny, actually.
Right, is she attractive?
I think so.
Right, do you think Anna Friel's attractive?
Very.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you doing for the rest of the day today, then?
Working hard.
And then what are you doing?
Then I'm going home.
What time did you finish work yesterday?
1 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
I went straight home.
And?
And sat at home for a bit, then went swimming.
You went
which
swimming?
Which I'll probably do today as well.
Oh,
this
man.
This must be so dull for your listeners.
No,
God. I think it's probably best if I just go and you put another song
every,
on.
Every lorry driver now listening to this is imagining you swimming. Man. I don't know how you... No, it doesn't matter. And then what? So you went swimming, and then?
Can we just leave this now?
No,
because
no.
It must be so boring for
no,
people
I'm
listening.
Asking. Okay, when was the last time you had sex?
Oh, shut up.
What? Now, you know, I can't win with you. What's your problem? That means she hasn't had sex for a long time. Is that true?
Yes, it is true, yes, yeah.
Don't worry, we're on the same boat, love. We're on the same boat.
Call now to play our great competition, Viaduct. 0500 110 100.
We need a reigning champion. And we need a new person to play against our current champion, who is a stripper. It's all so desperate today, isn't it, really? So call down.
Call now to play our great competition, Viaduct.
0500 110 100.
Aircheckdownloads.com.